friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with Joyful Heart Renewal Ministries and a meditation entitled Cleft or Cleaved for Me. I must have sung Augustus Toplady's hymn Rock of Ages 100 times or more, but as I sang it this last Sunday morning, I began to weep as the word struck me anew, Rock of Ages cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin the double cure, cleanse me from its guilt and power. I've long recognized that the author is referring to Jesus as the rock, just as God is often referred to as the rock in the Old Testament, especially in the Psalms, and that the cleft or crack in a mighty rock is a symbol of God's hiding place and refuge for his children. But on Sunday, as I sang the word cleft, the thought of the violence of the cleaving the rock broke my heart and brought tears to my eyes. Cleft, of course, is the past tense of cleave, to divide by or as if by a cutting blow, split. A rock that has a cleft has been cleaved or split by powerful forces and broken asunder with a mighty crack and deafening boom as patient, inexorable pressures finally explode within the rock, creating a giant fissure that runs down to its very core. Cleaving is a violent word. A meat cleaver is never used by the butcher gently, but is a violent tool. Toplady also refers to the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed, a reference, of course, to a proof of death, a soldier's spear thrust into Jesus' abdomen that brought a sudden flow of blood and water. Riven is another violent word, to split with force or violence, from Old Norse riffa, to tear apart. Cleaved and riven point to the violence of the cross, the focal point of history, where Christ the Son calls out to his absent Father, my God, why have you forsaken me? Christ the Son is bearing in his body on the tree the sins of all the world, all the ugly, disgraceful, disgusting, conniving, dishonest, self-serving things done by me and you and by all the humans that have lived on this globe from Adam forward until Christ returns. All that filth defiles the pure soul of the Holy One of God. And the broken-hearted Father turns away, if but for a moment. The Father and Son are split in two for that moment, cleaved, riven. And why? For me, let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and power. The violence Jesus suffers, that he takes upon himself, he bears for me. Jesus is under no illusion. He says the Son of Man will be betrayed, they will condemn him to death, and will turn him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. Peter says to us, to me, by his wounds, you have been healed. By his wounds, by his grievous wounds, by his fatal wounds of being violently and cleaved and riven, I am made whole. Yes, I am healed. But the enormous hospital bill that would have bankrupted me has been paid by another with the precious blood of Jesus. My dear friend, I am sorry if mentioning Jesus' blood offends you. But the New Testament mentions Jesus' blood shed for me at least 32 times. It is a reminder of the violence of that day, Rock of Ages, cleaved for me. Let me hide myself in thee. And I am hidden in him. He is my hope, who endured the violence of man to save me, to save us all. And that is why I wept last Sunday, remembering afresh the powerful, costly love of Jesus. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you for the depths to which you went to save us, to save me and my friends, and those who were not your friends, who were your enemies. Oh, Lord, thank you for your love. Help me to love like that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.